Hello everyone, I'm Natalie.
And I'm Oleg.
And we are here to talk about two kings of rock. Presley and Cobain, two artists so different but at the same time so similar.
You might wonder how we came up with the idea to compare Elvis and Cobain. At first, we had the idea to just take a look at their music because we are interested in rock music in general. But while we were discussing the topic and how to narrow it down to some important aspects, we realized that there are more similarities than we thought. And now we would like to take a look at their early childhood, their drug abuse later on, and also the German view of the two music legends.
What is there to say about Elvis' childhood? Well, although growing up in poverty, he had a happy childhood because of the good relationship to his parents. He was described being a shy and polite child.
I have to say that Kurt Cobain was a happy child too. We all know him as a depressed person, but in his childhood he was different. Well, maybe not as different. He liked to sing. Actually, he began singing at 2 years old. In the beginning of the 1970s, the Beatles and other British rock bands were extremely popular, and Kurt, as a young boy, sang their songs all day long. And when I say all day long, I'm not exaggerating. Kurt was a hyperactive boy. He was always doing something. He even had to take pills against his hyperactivity. And everything had been fine in his life until his parents divorced. Well, that was a challenge for Kurt. He became defiant and withdrawn. I think these two words, defiant and withdrawn, are the best words to describe Kurt Cobain. I can say it for sure. If Cobain's parents hadn't divorced, the whole rock music since 1990s would have been different. I mean, can you imagine a happy Kurt Cobain? I can't.
I cannot imagine Kurt Cobain being happy.
If his parents stayed together, we would probably get a new Elvis.
Another similarity between Elvis and Cobain is also the history of drug abuse. Well, Elvis took mainly legal drugs, and this extended abuse led to his death. And he also suffered from insomnia, sleepwalking, and nightmares from his early childhood on, which many people don't know.
We all know that Cobain taken drugs as well. He had his first drug experience when he was only 13. I mean, I'm 21 and I have never ever taken drugs.
Now I'd like to say something about the German view on Presley. On the one hand, he was very popular, but on the other hand, he was scary to some Germans. Older people, of course, feared the end of traditional music and they experienced rock and roll as mere noisiness, whereas the younger ones liked it because it conveyed a new and Western lifestyle. The radio ignored rock and roll at first, but the youth had enough money to buy gramophone records anyway and to follow the music of their stars.
You know, in case of Cobain, it was a little bit different. Back in the 90s, when Nirvana was extremely popular, there was no more big difference between American and German societies. Kurt Cobain was as much popular in Germany as he was in the US. By the way, do you happen to know that Cobain's ancestry included German? So now you know it.
Well, I didn't know. So that's it, guys. We hope you enjoyed our little podcast, and we like to say goodbye to you.
До свидания.
До свидания. Ciao. Adios.